Welcome to this October 2018 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering, and welcome to all of you amazing individuals who are journeying down the road to recovery. I have updates that I want to offer to each of you listening into the program today and listening to the replay about what we've discovered over the last month and what programs we've been sure to support and offer. I have one pretty extended set of questions to respond to, which I will do. I want to then make sure that I respond to any of the topics or the questions that you would like for us to cover today. And to do so, be sure to just write your topic or your question into the questions and answers field of this particular support group page or into the chat room. I'll see them and read what you wrote, and then we will respond either personally or open up the discussion to others who are connecting in live to the support group gathering today. First, to provide some information about the support services that we've offered this last month, there was a special questions and answers program that I aired last week. The link for the replay is entered here on the notes for our support group gathering. Click on that and you will hear me read questions that were submitted by you as members and other members of my audience. And after doing some research, I offered my response, speaking, of course, from the perspective of a researcher. Many of my answers actually updated the information that you might have already seen if you have acquired the 2018 update for Road to Recovery. That's that 100-page book where all of a sudden I looked back over the past year since I had actually released the revision of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's disease and was able to all of a sudden celebrate the number of new therapies and developments and treatments that have emerged just over the past 12 months. So I documented that in the update. And then, of course, even in the last couple of months, there are changes to some of those therapies that are really very exciting, some offers, some possibilities, some options. And so that's why I aired the questions and answers replay program to really update everyone on what had been happening for each of those particular therapeutic options. Finally, a little heads up, I'm offering for the last time this year my new Giant Leap for Recovery course in 14 small steps. We have our first of 14 classes that will convene on Tuesday. There are still 4 seats left, so if you are interested in participating, I would love to have you as a part of our journey down the road to recovery. And again, 14 small steps. The idea of the course is not to focus on any therapies or treatments or medical facilities that offer some kind of opportunity to suppress symptoms, but rather all of the steps involve steps that you can take on your own without having to rely on outside interventions. I also want to give you just a quick preview of 3 of these options that I have covered here in the 2018 update and in the questions and answers program that I'm not sure everyone realizes offers this 100% money back guarantee. Now, the 3 options are the Aroga, and those are the food medicine supplements that we documented in a couple of interviews on the radio show over the last couple of months, with an emphasis on apoptosis, which is the whole science behind regenerating and rejuvenating cells. The second company is one that offers a CBD product. They're called CTFO. And the third is the ketone esters. Now, I'll talk a little bit about the esters in response to a question that was submitted. But to be clear, do we know that pursuing any one of these options will for sure provide you with the relief that you have been searching for. And the answer is, well, no, these are new therapies. These are new options. And I say new, I really want to stress N-E-W. I mean, they've really just been developed and created. I have an intuition that they clearly can be helpful, and they may be helpful for you. Do I know they will? Well, of course I don't. So the reason I'm listing these three options among a number of the others that I've documented is that they are so proud of what they think their particular products can do for people that they are offering you to use the entire product, and if it doesn't help and provide the relief you're looking for, you just send back the literally empty bottle, and they'll give you all your money back. You don't find that offer from companies that have a product that's suspicious. So I would say listen to the radio show interviews that I've conducted for this Aroga Food Medicine. By the way, I've gotten some informal reports back that are very encouraging. And also from the CTFO. Now, that interview that you'll find on your radio show page on the member websites is really an interview that does not talk specifically about the science behind CBD. Most of my radio show interviews really are helping individuals understand better what evidence do we have that, for example, CBD oil might provide some relief from symptoms. That's really not what that interview is. It's really very focused on just this one company that offers CBD oil. One that I finally found that I have some confidence in saying, look, their product is high quality. It's the best price you'll find anywhere. If CBD oil is going to help you, then I think this is one that you can consider. And, of course, I just am happy to tell people about this because they give you a 60-day money-back full guarantee. You use whatever product you purchased. If it doesn't work, then you just send back the empty bottle. And that's the deal that I think is one that's a winner. So if that calls out to you, that option is one to really seriously consider. Now, in terms of an update with the CTFO products, they just came out a couple of weeks ago with a new product that is called the Pure Spectrum CBD product. And as it turns out, this is really new and very different from anything anyone else is doing because it is water soluble, which means that according to their research evidence, the penetration of this oil is anywhere from 10 to 20 times that of the oil that was previously listed and is still listed. So the other oil, which is a 1,500 milligram oil, is one that I think several of you have purchased and have been using, and I suspect some of you have been finding that that has been useful, and perhaps others have not. But what I want to say is, if for those of you using this CTFO CBD oil product, consider seriously purchasing this new Spectrum oil. You can get this oil at the 500 milligram rather than the 1,500 milligram because of the greater penetration. And we don't have any evidence for this at all. It's brand new. But it sounds like from the research evidence I've seen that this will last a whole lot longer. So I think you're going to get better value for your purchase. You can still get the 1,500 oil that's not water soluble, the one that was listed and has been offered now for a year or so, or less than that, 6 months. And that's going to help, I know. Or I say, if it's helped before, I'm sure it'll continue to help you. Whether it's helped everybody, I really don't know. But if you're purchasing CBD oil, look up the evidence on this Pure Spectrum CBD oil, number one, to see if that calls out to you. And if it does, I also want to just say, look, they have a 1,500 milligram Pure Spectrum oil. That thing cost like $140 or $50, but the 500 milligram cost about the same as the 1,500 milligram. And again, I'm thinking that that might last a whole lot longer, and so it'll be a better value for you. So anyway, look at the evidence. if you're taking CBD now or if you've already been using that 1,500 milligram CBD oil from CTFO and have been pleased with it, another option for you when you run out is to consider getting that Pure Spectrum oil. Again, it's brand new product. We don't really have, I don't think anyone that I know of that's yet begun to use it. So all I have been able to see is the research evidence. They're very proud of the development of that because I guess no one out there in the marketplace has been able to create a product like that that has such incredible penetration. And then finally, the ketone ester, and I want to talk more extensively about the ketone ester offer of the full money-back guarantee in a response to actual question that I was asked. So I have a set of questions, and one of them I think is going to be answered by talking some about this ketone ester. Now, a couple of new developments that I just want everybody to know about. We've documented in the 2000 update little booklet the therapy that is called the BEMER, B-E-M-E-R, the electromagnetic pulse therapy, and they now have financing that is available. I think some people see that electromagnetic therapy has been shown for some persons to be very useful and beneficial. When they look at the price of the BEMER, then they then begin to compare the BEMER with other electromagnetic devices. Now, unfortunately, they're not the same. And so other electromagnetic devices cost quite a bit less. But the one that I would recommend you seriously consider is the BEMER. And there's several reasons for that that I document in the 2008 update book. But the good news is that they now have financing available for that so that it can be monthly basis, very affordable. Of course, it's also a lifetime purchase. So if you think, for example, well, I wonder if I should get stem cell therapy, well, that's very expensive, costs a whole lot more than a BEMER. Stem cell is a temporary fix. The BEMER is a lifetime kind of a therapy. So in the long run, I think the cost per day of the BEMER is really, really peanuts, so to speak. And finally, the next development from just this last 30 days is that many of you have emailed me and reported enthusiastic response to using the VLOT. Now, that's not everybody. Let me just say this again. We have about 15% returns of the VLOT, and they give not a full 100% money-back guarantee, but an 80%, and they give you 6 months to try it. So it's a great opportunity to try the photobiomodulation therapy as something that might provide some relief from whatever symptoms you are experiencing. Now, what the company tells me is that Dr. Lim, who I interviewed on the radio show, has just invented a new device called X+. It's not yet listed on their website, but it will be in the next several weeks. The X+ is a standalone device. It does not have to be used in conjunction with the NeuroGamma that I know a number of you have purchased and are using. It can be added to using the NeuroGamma, or it can be used independently. Now, the X+ is a little different in that it targets the light therapy to the cerebellum. And the hope is that this might provide even extra value for persons with neurological symptoms. I say hope. Now, remember, there is a research study that's ongoing at the University of California, San Francisco, using this X+ device. It's not, the results have not yet been finalized, so I have no research evidence to provide to you to indicate whether or not that's going to be useful or beneficial or not. Again, the theories that I'm developing and options that I am documenting for you are literally all just emerging here over the recent months or the recent year. And so in terms of, what evidence do we have that this works? Well, this one is literally brand new. I asked them what the price was going to be, and they said $700. So it's actually less than what you have to pay for the NeuroGamma device. So for those of you that haven't gotten the NeuroGamma, this would be an option to consider as well. Again, no evidence out there yet, but the NeuroGamma has helped some people, and this might be something to also consider as well. Again, they offer this 80% refund, so the risk is minimized. There's still risk in that you might be out some money, but doesn't help. But then again, if it does help, it will be a wonderful kind of a thing to be a pioneer with and see if it's going to help you. If it does, it will certainly help others. They also said that you can still use the same discount code to get the 10% discount. So $700 less $70, you're all the way down to $610. Now, another little development just in the last month from Zeolite is a rather strange development. The Zeolite company can ship their products to any company other than Canada, believe it or not. Now, they're a Canadian company, and they had been purchasing, people purchasing the Zeolite products from Canada were receiving the product until just about 6 weeks ago. Apparently, the Canadian Health Department all of a sudden freezed the ability of the Zeolite company to ship to Canadian residents. And they are working that out. It will resolve. It will be settled, and they will begin to be able to ship the product to Canadian residents here in the next month or so. So it's not a permanent kind of a thing at all. I guess there were some concerns that some people who were talking about the Zeolite devices were talking about them as medical treatments, which is not appropriate. The Zeolite is FDA approved, and so they can ship to the United States, but they're still working through approval with the health department. So if you are a Canadian and are interested in any of the Zeolite products, you're really going to have to either wait, or you can get somebody in the United States to order for you. And then once they receive it, they can ship it to you as a gift, and that will work just as well. I'm going to now read the set of questions that I've received and provide some response to them. I'll then check for those of you who have written in questions or topics, and we'll cover those. And then, of course, we'll check with each of you who called in to say hello, what's up, any reports of therapies you've tried that have worked or not worked, and tell us what's going on. So this set of questions say, I have some questions and observations I would like to put to you, and also would be interested in anyone's comment in your monthly Parkinson's recovery support group. So as I read these questions, please, if you have some follow-up insights or experience in response to any of these questions, please, if you would either tell us about them when I connect in with you, or if you could write in the chat room, here's what my experience is. I know that Eon would appreciate this. Eon lives in Australia, so he has to listen to the replays of our programs. He says, I found your blog mentioning Dr. Richard Brown and SAMe, that's SAM-E, but the radio show link does not work. Do you have an update on SAMe? I checked, Eon, on the member website radio page with that link to see if it worked, and it worked beautifully for me. So if you go on to the member radio show page, in other words, you look down the right-hand column, and then the icon that's, I think, the next to the last says radio show. You click on that, you'll come to the radio show page. And then in the categories, if you look down the right side, you'll see the long, long list of topics that these interviews have covered, and there's a topic that's listed as SAMe. Click that. Dr. Brown's interview will show up, and you'll be able to immediately begin to hear my discussion with him. He's a New York, USA medical doctor who has focused his entire research on SAMe and a few other natural supplements. And it's quite a fascinating and a useful interview. Dr. Brown really is now a doctor's doctor. And by that I mean he trains other doctors. He doesn't see that many patients. So it's a wonderful resource to be able to access. And he is recommending SAMe as something that can boost up the viability of your mitochondria, which is that little energy source inside each of your trillions of cells, which, of course, is going to boost your energy throughout the day. What have you found that will aid in reducing and finally eliminating dopa medication? I realize this is something you have to be very careful about. Boy, that's right, Eon. I know I've had now over 1,000 discussions and interviews with persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, have unfortunately received some very disturbing news from a number of individuals who did the following. For some reason, they got up one day and they said, I've been taking this medicine and I don't feel like it's helping or working for me. So that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. And they just quit taking it. And then the next day or the 2 days later, they are in the emergency room because they have such serious complications from the withdrawal issues. So it is something that you really do have to be very, very careful about. You have to work very closely with your medical doctor as you reduce the dosage. I've discovered also in my interviews that compounding pharmacists can be wonderful resources in helping you reduce the dosage. One pharmacist that I interviewed had a wonderful program. If one of his patients came and said, I would really like to be able to reduce the dosage of the medication I'm taking for Parkinson's, he would actually begin to formulate the medication and reduce it just a little bit every 2 weeks. So he'd fill the prescription medications and he would send out that to the patient and they would take the medicine. In other words, the first dose might be 90% of what they were taking before. If they do well, he would reduce it down some more. He would talk with them about how they're doing and decide how much to reduce. And then the way it worked would be, let's say he gets it all the way down to 50% and the person reports back that their symptoms were somewhat problematic. Well, what he would do then is say, okay, wait a minute, let's adjust this. Now, he wouldn't tell his patient exactly what he was doing. He would just adjust it. And so instead of a 50% reduction, he might move it up to 65% and see how that worked. In other words, the point of this eon is you really would not be advised to say, okay, I'm going to only take half of this medicine. That's probably way, way too much of a reduction. You really have to wean off very, very, very slowly, or else it could create some very serious complications. Eon then goes on with a pretty detailed description of the medication that he is currently taking. I was on pure L-DOPA 98% extract derived from macuna herb, but found that digestive cramps were unbearable. And after months of experimenting with dosages, timing, etc., I very reluctantly went into the following because it took 400 milligrams of the extract to have the effect of 100 milligrams of the drug. So the extract, the macuna, is a natural source of the dopamine. And what Eon is basically saying, for those of you a little bit confused, is he decided instead of trying to rely on the natural source, he would take the medication. Incidentally, sources of macuna are questionable, so don't believe that just because you're ordering macuna, you're getting what it is that you had hoped you would actually get. A lot of it is very much diluted and really even not even worth the cost. It looks like you were using a high quality, though. And then you explain the medications that you are actually taking, and then you say, I know my doctor would say you need to increase the dose, which typically is right. I think that's what I've heard from most of my interviews with individuals. The doctors, that's the therapy that they have to offer to their patients, and if it's not working, then they always say, well, let's do an experiment. Let's increase the dose and see if that does the trick. But then Eon says, I do not want to take that road. So he's not interested in increasing his dosage. So Eon, you're really asking me, and I think others, what would we suggest might be an approach you could take since you've clearly indicated you don't want to take more of the medication and you'd like to be able to reduce the medication. My suggestion for you is to listen to the interview on the radio show that I conducted as host with Bill Curtis. Bill has had Parkinson's symptoms for a number of years and has been very extensively experimenting with various approaches for facilitating the natural production of ketones in his body. Bill reported in the interview that he had been taking 5 prescription medications, so many more medicines that you here are taking, and Surprisingly, he has not had to take any more medicines. In fact, he indicated he had been able to pretty much wean off of one completely and even reduce the dosages of some of the others. And better yet, the symptoms were really very much managed and under control. I was really awed by this interview. Now, the question is, how in the world was Bill able to succeed with doing that? Bill had been collaborating as a volunteer research subject of one with Dr. Leach in the National Institute of Health, USA, who had been really researching the value of ketones when it comes to addressing the symptoms of Parkinson's for 25 years. And I've been following Dr. Veach's research now for the last 14 years. I learned about it at the very beginning. I've recruited him to be on the radio show, and he's not a person who does that, but he referred me to Bill, so that's the documentation that we have available to us. Now, the big news, Eon, that I want you to know about is that Dr. Veach, in collaboration with a university professor from Oxford in England, succeeded just within the last year of being able to produce a ketone ester in the laboratory that is commercially viable. And that what I mean by that is you can actually afford to purchase the ester. Now, it was possible in a laboratory for Dr. Veach to produce a ketone ester 5 years or 10 years ago. He knew how to do it, and he had been conducting some research with that ester, but the cost of that was $1,000 a gram. Nobody could afford that, even billionaires. That's ridiculous, because the body might need as many as 15 milligrams or 20 milligrams a day. Nobody can afford $20,000 a day. But today, that cost has been reduced all the way down to approximately $1 per milligram. So it's now affordable. And so I've been working with the CEO of a company called Ketone Aid, who is very closely associated and connected with Dr. Veach's work in Washington, D.C. The CEO of the company is Frank Losa. Frank, as a result of a conversation I had with him just 2 days ago, has offered to sell one trainer bottle of Ketone Aid, and he will pitch in for free a ketone meter. And also shipping is free. So I have a link of the ketone ester on the notes here, or if you email me, Eon, and you need me to send you the PDF, I'll send you the PDF of the notes for this particular support group gathering. And what you can do is you can purchase the trainer bottle, it's called. And again, Frank will throw in that ketone meter. Now, the trainer bottle costs $300. That's USA, not Australian dollars. And Frank explains, I said, well, what's the real cost involved? And he estimated that perhaps it would be around $5 a day. Obviously, we don't know. This is new, Eon. So if you want to be a pioneer, and consider this as something that might help your medicine issue, I think it's a viable option. Do we know it will help? The answer is no. Can you get your money back? And that's the big news that I want to announce to you and others today. The answer is yes. Frank basically told me yesterday he wants people to begin using the ester. He has confidence that it really will make a huge difference. And he wants to be able to get more and more people using this so we can have more reports of how it's been helpful or not helpful. And as a result, for right now, he is offering a 100% full refund. So you use the whole bottle. It might take you, he explains, depending on how many drops or how many milligrams you take per day of the ester, it would last anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. And again, obviously, the cost per day is going to vary depending on how many drops you have to take. Why would you be actually wanting to use the ketone meter? And Frank explains, well, what you want to be able to have some sense of about is what's the level of ketones that you need in your body to feel really good. And so there's a number, and that's going to vary by individuals. And so you can do some little experimentations on yourself to see when you take the ketone ester, what was the ketone level before? What was the ketone level after? Am I taking too little of the ester or too much? And so you can kind of figure out for yourself how much of this you actually need to take. And, of course, you can also call or contact Frank as well and get his support and assistance as well. Now, Frank's not a medical doctor. Obviously, I'm not a medical doctor. I am not qualified to suggest any dosage whatsoever. But you can figure that out yourself by using the ketone meter. So I think it's an exciting development, Eon, and I want to say that to everyone else. We have so limited evidence on this because literally it's just come out. This is just a new, exciting development. And if I'm right, this is obviously speculation, but if I'm right, I think if you're able then to slowly begin to wean some of these medications off, not that you get off of them completely, but you don't have to take more of them, this would be really a miracle in itself. And so I would encourage you to at least listen to the interview with Bill Curtis. The other kind of a little detail is that when you're taking the ester, Frank suggests, well, you don't want to eat right away because that's going to negate the value of the ester. So the big picture is the brain relies on glucose and or ketones in order for it to be fueled. So most of us are sugar eaters, and so we're eating sugar, we're getting a lot of glucose produced in our body, and that's what's fueling our brain, which is actually a very efficient fuel mechanism. The ketones are very efficient, and so it may be that that will allow for the assimilation of the medicine to be much more effective. Now, another potential therapy, Eon, to consider is the Beamer electromagnetic field therapy. The reason that's something to consider is that it increases the delivery of the nutrients to the cells and the removal of waste products. So it might be that that as well would enhance the effectiveness of the medicines. So be sure to listen to my interviews about the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, that electromagnetic field therapy. That might also be something worth taking a serious note of and a review about. There's some great research published about the effectiveness of the Beamer for various kinds of symptoms. What you might want to also tap into the government main website. And then there's a continuation. I've noticed that when my bowels are operating well, with easy bowel movements once or twice a day, my symptoms get worse and DOPA doesn't work. Internal tremor seems to come from abdominal area with tightness that can get so bad breathing is difficult. And when you say breathing is difficult, that might be why the Beamer could really be beneficial, because that's going to deliver the oxygen to that stomach area that might provide some wonderful relief for all that tightness. Again, remember, Eon, that's pure speculation from a research perspective. We have no evidence that that's going to happen. Stepped-like hand movements with movement-initiated tremor and walking is very difficult. I use activated charcoal to control the symptoms and to relieve the stomach tightness. My theory is that the liver dumps chemical-laden bile, which irritates the gastrointestinal tract. I have had a history of Roundup and other chemical exposures in rural work. So I would just stop there, and others may have some wonderful comments for you, Eon. My thought is, okay, here it's clear that you know you've got a lot of toxins and you've had a lot of chemical exposures. Think about perhaps approaching a naturopath doctor or other healthcare resources that could help support you with some detoxing to get those chemicals out of your body. You are in Australia, and a wonderful resource there that you may or may not be familiar with is John Coleman. And John had a very serious and advanced set of Parkinson's symptoms back in the mid-90s and was able, after about 3.5 years of very intense focus, to be able to find ways to relieve all of those symptoms. And so he's now a naturopath physician in Australia. He might be a resource that you could tap into who could help you find wonderful ways of doing some detoxes that will help get some of that bad stuff out. Eon goes on to say, I have also had some atrial fibrillation. Interestingly, I read that researchers are saying that what is called Parkinson's disease starts with the gastrointestinal tract, in other words, with the digestive system, and moves to the brain via the vagus nerve. That's right. A lot of researchers now are really convinced that the problems with Parkinson's have nothing to do with the brain, but rather with the gut. I had a tender spot in the epilastic area for years, which has improved. Oh, that's good news. On reflection, I have had this collection of symptoms called Parkinson's all my life. It's just that they are now so pronounced you cannot ignore them. Working as an electronics trainee, working on a design, I held a coil near a spinning shaft, but the CRO showed my shaky hand was a waveform. No one could teach me to write neatly. My hand would tense up. I couldn't draw a straight line. Always had muscle tension. I could never coordinate my left leg. The leg is now the one that I have trouble with, swimming. I was uncoordinated with sports. I hated sports. At school, under stress from other kids, and at stress at the TAFE, doing electronics, I had heart pain. I had a shoulder jerk from about 12 years until my 20s, which reoccurred occasionally. Naturopathy, I became an associate diplomee in naturopathy and learned a dried blood sample analysis technique that involved the taking of a drop of blood on a slide, but I had trouble because my unsteady hand would bounce the slide on the person's finger like crazy. Learning massage, I could never perfect percussion movement, which involved rhythmic hand movement like the beating of a drum. So again, those of you, as you've heard these experience, if you've got any suggestions or comments for Eon, please write them on the support group page here or email them to me, and I'll be happy to forward your email to Eon. Henry Wright, who uses spiritual healing, says that Parkinson's is caused by feelings of rejection, abandonment, and a loss of hope, coupled with severe concerns over past mistakes. I believe I have had all these issues. What are your thoughts on that, and has anyone in the Parkinson's recovery community experienced that? So again, that's a question for everyone. I would be interested to hear comments. So he's got basically a call. Could you please let him know, are these the kind of emotional challenges that you've also experienced? And I would also say, Eon, that's exactly right. My impression is everything you list here are certainly emotional underpinnings of these neurological challenges. And also, a loss of control seems to be really huge. Do you know anything about Restore for Life's product to repair the gut called Restore and Hydrogen Water? It would be good to hear of anyone's experience with them. So in other words, another call for any of you who've had an experience with this product to let the Eon know, did it work, did it not work, what's been your experience? Eon, I don't have any direct experience for you to report from anything that I've actually heard from any member of my particular audience. I'm going to now check with the chat room, and I see here, Lynn says, in response to Eon's kind of issues, I use aloe vera gel for digestion. It helps a lot. So, Eon, vera gel for digestion. That's the recommendation that Lynn has for you. So consider that as something that you could investigate as a possible therapy for you. Let me now check in to see if we can't connect with those of you who have called in to say hello. And again, remember, I know many of you listen to the replays of our programs because you live in places in the world where you are sleeping and we are awake. So one of the reasons we don't have a long list of support group members who call in or check in is because many members are located in countries that are in different time zones. But we do have, I see, one caller in, and I just want to say, open up the line. And I believe this is Leanne from the Virgin Islands. Is that right?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. So just want to say hello and what's up with you. How is everything going?
Well, I'm still trying to recover from last year's hurricane, but everything is really good. And I'm too tired to speak, I think. I think I'm too tired to speak, but that's because I've been working in the yard for about 4 hours, laying down in a lawn chair straight every 20 minutes. So I have not even been able to do that in so long and run the weed eater and cut some branches, really slow motion, but I'm so happy that I can tell you I'm tired from working.
Oh, that's a wonderful report to hear, Leon. To be out there in the nature, it sounds like it's been your true healing.
For sure, and I just couldn't wait to get out there. I've had a lot of work done for me, and to watch other people do my yard is, it's a jungle, but to watch other people do it, it just makes me feel bad because I want to do it myself. They're doing all my fun for me, so I feel like I'm way better than I was last year at this time. I can't believe it. I've had a lot of downtime over the summer, and mostly I have to straighten my back out all the time, just lay straight and stretch and stretch. But I went to a chiropractor 16 visits, and I had never done that, and I have osteoporosis worse than any 90-year-old. So he was real careful, but that helped tremendously. So anyway, I feel like they're really, really, I have evidence now for my own self other than my belief system that I am getting better because I am. So thank you for everything you're doing for everyone.
Oh, you're welcome, Leon. And that, I have to tell you, that really makes my day. I've been praying for you every day now that things are going to turn around, and it sounds like they finally have.
I have to add, I wasn't planning on speaking, but I have to add one thing. About 3 days ago, I got your package for the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and the Regactive.
Right.
And I think that's why I'm able to be outside working, because all of a sudden I couldn't figure out the first day that night why I felt sort of okay. And I thought, what did I do different today? And it was that I took one each of those pills. And this
third
day, and I'm out. Yeah, third day I'm out there doing. And yard work. So, anyway,
that's exciting. That's so exciting. It really is. Yeah, the Regactive is a new development. It's that product that has that natural enzyme called ME3, and we documented that within, I guess it's been about a year and a half ago. And the interesting development from that is we didn't know the extent to which it would provide support for people, but we do know people with Parkinson's symptoms are very deficient in glutathione, and we know there's a big blood-brain barrier. So my intuition told me, oh, my goodness, they figured out there's a natural enzyme in the digestive system that actually enables the body to produce glutathione naturally so that it doesn't have a problem passing through the blood-brain barrier. So I thought, whoa, you can't just take a glutathione supplement directly. It's not going to do any good. A lot of people think that's the case, and they do buy those supplements, but they really don't work. So as it turns out, a number of people, I think, have had an experience similar to yours. And the interesting development is it's been hard for the company to stay in supply of that Regactive. They're in supply for, you know, a month or two, and then all of a sudden they don't have it for 2 or 3 months. So it's been an interesting development. And that indicates to me that a lot of people are finding, just like you, that it seems to have provided a big boost. So that's wonderful to hear.
I was surprised to think, that's the only thing I've done different, and I was surprised that it worked so quickly. I had gotten some last year, but I really didn't take it. I just let it go bad. I tried it a little bit, but not enough to do anything, and I was trying too many things at once when I tried it the first time.
Right.
Something else I wanted to add, I just keep thinking of things now that I'm talking, but I had signed up for your stress class.
Yes.
And I only listened to the first one. And I need to go back and listen to the others, but just the first class, it already made me better, you know, like I was able to relax better. And so that's helped too. So I'm just really happy these days that I'm going to be young and strong again.
Oh, that's wonderful. I tell you, you make my day. You really do.
Okay.
Well, and we also have the last of four classes today in just an hour from now. So we're going to be mounting that up in just a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to make it because I'm just on my bed stretching out now from my day's work. I'm just so excited.
That's right.
I'm excited to thinking about I have about an hour before sundown when it's cool enough to do any work. So
yeah.
I'm trying to think about stretching my back and breathing and listening to you twice today and then going out there and working one little more time today. So
that
I'm happy
like
doing my thing.
Sounds like a perfect plan to me. Well, thanks so much for being here. We look forward to connecting with you in just an hour from now or so.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Thanks so much for being here,
okay.
Leanne. It's wonderful to hear from you. So let me now check in. That's the only caller that we had here today, which is a little light attendance. I want to check the chat room, and we've got a number of things that Lynn has added. Lynn says, and this is something for you, Eon, she says, I use the Restore and it helps. Great news from Lynn. Next one, she says, some sort of process-based therapy. I am a mental health counselor and have experienced a lot of trauma as I work on my emotional issues in therapy, particularly using the family constellation therapy. So she's suggesting some sort of a process-based therapy. And Eon, we do have some considerable discussion of family constellation work on the radio show page. You'll see on the member website there's a link that will give you a wonderful interview with Dee Yo, who actually was one of my colleagues when I did my own training on family constellation therapy. For those of you who are listening, what Lynn is referring to here is that we have unconsciously held entanglements in our family systems. One of the explanations for why people struggle with finding relief from their symptoms is they are taking on the suffering and the pain of a family member or an ancestor they may or may not have ever met out of love. So if you're taking on the suffering of a family member, a mother, father, or even an ancestor, again, who you might not have really known well or even met out of love, your disease condition will continue and will be sustained until that is acknowledged and released. And that's what that therapy actually does. And Lynn is noting that that's been a therapy that's been very useful for her. Lynn then also says, I found more tremors when I did an intake with a client with an emotional emergency. I realized that I need to practice some grounding, right? Grounding really helps with the problems with these neurological challenges. So you can also sometimes get some, for example, cast iron. So, Lynn, one of the things, just for your information, as a mental health counselor that Deborah, my wife, has in her office, because she sees back-to-back clients every single day and has a challenging job, is she actually has cast iron in her desk. Now, her clients don't know that. But the cast iron really is something that's a very grounding kind of a material. She has some crystals as well. So it can help sometimes to have those kinds of devices in your office as you work for people. And, of course, some people really have such extensive trauma that for a therapist it really takes quite a bit of effort to hold the field and to be grounded while the client is actually releasing their trauma. So I think Lynn, Eon, if I could just summarize, I think what she's saying is that, yes, there are lots of emotional issues, and she's saying that as a person who has a great deal of experience in working through these issues for herself and others. And she's suggesting that a process-based therapy would be probably very, very useful. And Eon, if you obviously would like to have some further connection or discussion with Lynn, you be sure and let me know and we'll connect the two of you together. She would be a wonderful resource for you. Let me look to see questions and answers if we've got anything written there. I'm going to check into the chat room section here, and I don't see anything that's actually connected or written there. So we're going to have in the radio show here coming up in a week or two an interview with a cranial sacral therapist. He initially was in the Netherlands, and now he's living in Portland, Oregon. He's really an expert on a person who for a person who knows a great deal about neurological symptoms and cranial sacral therapy. So for a body-based therapy and for therapy that can provide some relief from a person's experience, these neurological challenges, by George, be sure to connect in and listen to that interview. Of course, it'll be posted on to the member website radio show page. As a reminder, for those of you who are new to our support group, we do have these monthly gatherings where we put out lots of updates and information and connect with everybody who calls in. Remember that the whole purpose and intent of all of these 12 websites is to invite you to connect in with the websites every day. So the idea is that you not spend many, 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 many minutes there, but rather that you spend maybe 10 minutes or 5 or 15 and basically get a huge boost, because all of the websites are intended and designed to do just that, to support your journey down the road to recovery. Again, we have meditations that are focused, that are posted each and every week, and these are the long meditations that are about 30 minutes long, so you have to sort of allocate a little time without interruption to hear the long one. But then we have the shorter meditations that are each and every day. And those can be only 2.5 minutes, 3 or 4, or even 5 minutes. So they're short, and they're all tied to the longer meditation. So the idea I've got for each of you is you listen to the long one on Monday, and then you can listen to the short one on Monday. And then each of the weekdays, Monday through Friday, there's posted a new little short meditation. The focus last week, and those meditations are still posted, are about connection. And then the new postings of meditations, which I just put up today, are all about balance, balance in your life. And so these are new ways, new approaches, new thoughts, new ideas I have for you of how you can support your journey down the road to recovery. And again, we've got all of the other websites that are available to you there to provide the support that you need. The joke, so you can laugh every day and make dopamine naturally. And by the way, Eon, that's obviously one of the natural kind of solutions to medicines. One of the ways you can reduce the dosage of medicines that you are having to take in order to get relief from symptoms is to make dopamine naturally by laughing out loud. So if anything, Neon, every day check in with the member websites, and if you don't look at any of the other websites, well, check out the joke. And I think some of these jokes are really funny, and I laugh out loud. Admittedly, not all of them are hilarious, but the fact is that if you read a joke and you think, that's the stupidest joke I have ever seen, it's not even a joke. I mean, it's stupid. Well, the whole point here is laugh at me. Laugh at anything. You want to laugh out loud. And there's something called yoga therapy, which is something that's actually designed to do just that, is to produce these dopamine infusions in the body naturally without having to resort to medications. People sit around. There's a facilitator, a trained facilitator that has learned how to facilitate laughter in a group. They're called yoga laughter facilitators. And you basically sit around and you don't actually tell jokes. You just start laughing out loud as a group. And you've noticed, I'm sure, in your life that there's lots of ways to do that. Somebody starts laughing and you start laughing. It's not even anything really funny. It's just you start to get the giggles. Well, that's the best way to make dopamine imaginable. It's free, it's natural, and it always works. So I've got a little website to remind you, even if you don't read the joke, if you see the website, laugh out loud, and you'll be able to, I'm thinking, find perhaps ways where you don't really even have to increase the dosage of your medicines. So that looks like the extent of everything that we see written here on the chat room page. I'm going to check with the questions and answers page, and I don't see anything that's actually written there. I think we now have a good conclusion to our October 2018 support group gathering. If you have any kind of a concerns, issues, topics you need to be addressed, just email me and I'll be happy to address those for you. I want to provide all the support that you need on your journey down the road to recovery. And again, if you have any comments or support for Eon, who gave us really some wonderful detail on his situation, please email those to me, and I will be sure to forward those to Eon. I didn't get his permission to release his email, so I think the way to do that is you email me, robert@parkinsonsrecovery.com, and I will be sure to email your correspondence directly to Eon. And again, if you'd like to volunteer to connect up with him, just send me your email, and I will again forward that to Eon. And again, if you have any particular things you want to discuss here in our support group gathering, be sure to email that. I want to make a little confession. I thought I remembered seeing a set of questions that I needed to address way early on, weeks ago, but I couldn't find them. So if you have submitted questions that I didn't discuss, let me know, and I'll be happy to address those or call you up, and we'll have a discussion, because I want to make sure to address any kind of issues or discussions or topics that you want us to cover here in our Parkinson's Recovery membership. Thanks so much for supporting Parkinson's Recovery. It's the one way that I have of being able to support all of the very high and outrageous expenses of being able to maintain all of these free support services. And just as a reminder for everyone, I do not have any founders or any corporations or companies who support Parkinson's Recovery. It doesn't exist. And I don't accept any of that money. I've had a lot of people who will say, well, we want to collaborate, we want to buy your company, we want to advertise, and my answer is always no, because it seems to me whatever I might suggest as an option needs to be without having any kind of a company behind me. Some of the kinds of options that we have available, I can make available because I can join up as a wellness partner or as an affiliate. And that allows you to purchase the product, first of all, at the very same price you can get anywhere. And they will oftentimes provide some kind of little return benefit, like maybe a 10% or 20% return or something of that nature. And I will use those stream of small revenues to be able to support all the free services as well. So we're not yet breaking even, but maybe here in the years to come, after 14 years, we'll be able to actually cover all of our expenses. So if you've got, again, any other issues, be sure to email me. I'm happy to provide all the support that I can on, again, your journeys down the road to recovery. And that's what's happening here on, you guessed it, the shores of the Puget Sound, where all of the women are smart, all of the men are, of course, handsome, and all of the children are truly loved. You're a part of this support group. You are traveling down the road to recovery, and because you have connected in and set the intention to make it happen for yourself, know in your heart, mind, and soul that, in fact, it is happening right now as we speak. Good day.